Hello and welcome to Jabberjaw. I'm your host, Jessica Dawson Collier, and with me as always is Tyson Wheeler Dynas and Matthew David Smith. Guys, welcome.
Hi, Dawson.
Word.
Hoi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Hoi.
You have, after 60 plus shows, I must say that you have perfected your welcome. It's almost exactly the same. I
was really
is it? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For the listeners at home, that is not pre-recorded. That is nope. That is done live.
It's each live, baby.
Yeah. Each and every time, because it's easier, I think.
It's beyond easier. Yeah,
but it is very consistent. Like you're 60 for 60, Dawson. So congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Woo. Thanks, guys. Thanks, and congratulations to you.
60 episodes.
60
not
episodes.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, 60. How fucking crazy is that?
Well, to be fair, I mean, to have 60 episodes with so few listeners is pretty impressive.
Like I said before, Mark Maron had 500 fucking shows out there before he got.
So maybe we. So is it possible that we have the highest like episode to listener ratio? We're going to have to do some research on this.
Certainly possible.
It is possible, but...
It's like we've done 9 episodes just for you.
Automatic sends us, because that shit is all over the place.
All we'll have to do, one of us will just either have to have a terrible accident or crime, and then we'll blow up the next time.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Who wants to commit a crime? I'm not really into it. I'm more busy.
My poke Tyson...
Yeah, you know, it seems like I do feel like the most likely person to commit a crime.
I mean, we both have like pretty good 3 name, you know, word criminal names. Tyson
That's
Wheeler
true.
Dynas, though, I think edges me out a little bit.
Yeah, that is
I think
true.
Tyson Wheeler, because you know, like anytime there's like a random shooting or any, you know, pretty much like every Tuesday, Thursday, and occasionally Sundays. But when there's a random shooting and then there's like the quick editorial up, it's like 5 quick things to know about whatever that person's name. And I think that like we just need the podcast to be like 2nd or 3rd in that list.
Yeah. So that's somebody has to be like mostly known for their work on the podcast.
mostly known.
You know, mostly known. Mostly known. I mean, they did some work in the community, but whatever, you know, whatever.
All you have to do is commit some horrific crime, and then we're doing ads for Casper, and it's wonderful.
We all get paid.
To success, yeah.
Purple mattresses for just.
I'm guessing you can podcast from prison too. I'm just thinking long term, but
can you? I don't know. Maybe you can.
They have internet, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that is a slippery slope, but I mean, can you imagine how many people would get into prison podcasts? You know, like, I mean, it would be the new fetish for middle-aged white
prison
women.
Prison podcast.
You're just doing like a podcast about the celly next to you, and he's doing one about you, and it just all gets around. And I like that. I like that. It's feelings.
I saw this kind of just random, but there's someone running, for some local position here in Overland Park, Kansas, and their name is Karen Tyson. And all I can think about is what would the Karen Tyson version be like, you know, or Tyson's version of a Karen, you know, the entitled kind of person that wants to speak to the manager of the country. So I don't know.
Well, we do have a visual of what that would look like.
We do actually. That's exactly where my mind went, Dawson. I was like, shit, I've seen that, Tyson. This isn't a hypothetical. I've seen the evidence. Yeah.
There's like 40 versions of the Karen Tyson out there.
There is.
There is. I really want to blow that up into a poster. I just, with the resolution, I'm a little concerned, but
one thing is on my list. I have like 2 things that I want, and then I can retire from collecting things, which is
bullshit.
But
But
I always wanted, and I looked into it for a long time, and I found a company would do it. They would make a sorority framed photo with all the little cuts out with all the photos of me as the Lady Tyson.
Oh, I like that idea.
And I found a place that would do it. And she was like,
"Yeah, on Etsy or where?"
No, like one of those companies that actually do those.
Oh, they actually. Oh, okay. Okay.
And but the problem was at the time I couldn't blow up. The images were too small. So now with algorithms and AI and whatever, there are ways to blow up those tiny little photos to make them
digital magic. Oh, please. Good. I can't wait.
So that is something that's going to be a weird legacy, but I'm happy for it. And, but yeah, so it is on my list. It's, can't do it right now, but I would like to see the graduating class of 1997 of the University of
I feel like it needs to be like United States of Tyson or something. Yeah. Like it's kind of set up like a flag already. So
Alpha Delta Tyson, something like that. You know, like we could use. You know, anyway, the lady I that I talked like, to, I remember talking to
run
the
like a bunch of like copies of this and then like slip into a Target and like you know put these into picture frames as like the default. Oh. Like,
I am down. Yeah. I will do that. I will commit that crime. If
or we need
crime.
To like this is like more of a task for like YouTube stars to do. So maybe we'll outsource that. It's a
that's
lot
true.
Of
maybe
involved.
Maybe we can use our future face podcasting as a way to try to get to people
our face casting.
Face yes. casting coming
you,
soon.
You see us in addition to hearing us, which is the whole.
That's going to shatter a lot of people's.
Oh opinion. My God, it is. It is. It's like that lady who like got like when after the talkies became big, she like silent film stars everywhere. Just
You know, have you ever seen the picture of the lady who does the announcements at the all the airports? She's like the passenger zone is for loading and unload. That's an actual woman. And, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's not AI. Weird. Yeah, and so like, I heard her on a interview with somebody, and then I looked her up, and I was like, oh, that's her face. I don't know how I feel about it.
The weird one for me was always Paul Harvey. Like, I don't know, because like for whatever reason, like Paul Harvey looked like Bob Barker in my head. I don't know why. That's just like what he looked like was Bob Barker in my head. And but then like I saw a picture, I was like, holy shit! Like he looks nothing like what you would expect Paul Harvey to look like. So
It's funny because like there's a radio station in Hayes, Kansas. They used to play Paul Harvey. They'd play the full 20-minute thing at noon, and then they'd do he did a segment called The Rest of the Story and later in the afternoon. And I used to listen to it all the time, and like The Simpsons, you know, like did my favorite thing ever. They were like, and they were making fun of Paul Harvey, and they're like, and there's a shot in The Simpsons where like everyone at the old folks' home is listening, and Paul Harvey goes, or whoever's imitating goes, and that little boy that nobody liked turned out to be Roy Cohn, and everybody, and all the old people were like, "Wow, Roy Cohn!" You know, like, maybe we could. That would be a fun thing to do. We could go to like Walmart, blow up some pictures of my sorority days, and then put them in the frames as the picture.
I like. Do they also like? I don't know. I've like looked for like posters in a long time, but do they still have like those little poster selectors? Like, you know, like these. You know, where like you just like flip through like, you know, your Backstreet Boys or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yes,
they
have
the
poster.
They have like the viewing sort of like kiosk. I suppose that's a kiosk.
I don't
kiosk
know.
Territory.
I think that's
kind of like a kiosk. I don't know. I haven't seen one at a Target in recent years. So
now you did post that picture of the ladies of Tyson, right?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
We got a lot of likes on the Instagrams, Tyson.
So on the ground.
Everyone
the ground.
Likes your many faces. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the same face. It's just a lot of hair. A lot of different hair.
A lot of hair.
I wasted a full afternoon at work one day doing that. It was a great day.
It was worth it. So worth it. I really want to sell those, actually, when we get our website, store, all that stuff together.
I could see that as a wraparound mug, like a coffee mug.
I like that.
Yeah.
With drinks and that.
Shirt. Yeah.
The ugliest sorority ever. And But I'm not saying that I'm an ugly person per se, but some of those hairstyles, oof.
Some of them aren't doing anything for you, but I love the expression on your face because you're fucking working it, you know.
I remember I said it to my mom, and my mom was like, "Yeah, some of these look pretty good," you know. I was like, well, not, no, that's a joke.
Oh, Alito, that's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your guys' week? It's been a kind of an odd week.
Mine was good. I was actually in Santa Fe for most of my week. So yeah.
Now, was that Santa Fe?
New Mexico.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. I that was the only Santa Fe I was immediately aware of, but I did want to confirm that that was a trip.
Trip. It was for personal reasons, not professional. Caribbean, to my knowledge, doesn't have anything in Santa Fe at the moment. But I did see my first Rivian, and I did post for pictures by it, and I'm pretty sure that I scared the guy that owns it. So please report me to my company. Thank you. But yeah, Santa Fe is awesome. Have you guys been to Santa Fe before?
It's been a while.
I've not.
I was there when I was a kid, and I remember, liking it. But that's because we went to a record store and I bought a 7-inch of, I Love Rocky Road by Weird Al Yankovic. So that's how long
ago.
That's
awesome. Well, and Santa Fe probably still has that same record shop open. It's very quirky, artsy community. Actually, the bookstore that one of my other best friends, I cheated on you guys, sorry, Twig works at, it's called Beastly Books, and it's owned by George R.R. Martin, the guy that wrote Game of Thrones and all the other stuff.
Now, does he live there?
He does. And he has a giant warehouse there. And he occasionally comes into the bookstore just to, you know, check in on things. And the claim to fame, other than George owning it, you know, if you want to get a signed copy of anything he's written, go there.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And they feature other authors. There's a bunch of, who did I see? Ernest Cline, Ready Player One copies in there. And they have like Game of Thrones memorabilia, and they have a big Iron Giant. And they have a place to purchase posters of like fantasy art that has been signed by, I have no idea because I'm just not into it. Sorry. and comic books. Tyson's getting one from Felicia Day.
You know who I was interested in that because she's the current star of Mystery Science Theater 3000. So,
interesting.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I'll take that. I mean, I have 5,600 comic books upstairs, so like, I don't really need another comic book. But I would put that in my MST3K memorabilia pile, which is
good. Okay, Twig will be happy about that. Yeah, apparently Felicia Day is super cool. I don't know. His job is fucking crazy amazing. Like the people that come in, like Margaret Atwood was there a couple months ago. And yeah, it's just, you know, revolving door of really cool authors and people. So
did you taco it up in Santa Fe? I assume you did.
I tacoed it up and down and all around. Oh, so good. That's another reason I love Santa Fe. And Smith, I know you're a fellow taco lover. This is like authentic as fuck. And like, if you really want really good salsa, that's probably going to light your butt up a little in the best way. Santa Fe, New Mexico. There's literally a taco truck at every corner. And I'm not joking. It's way more than Austin, Texas. It's kind of like Austin with shittier roads and mountains. If I had to compare it to anything.
It'll light your butt up. Which I think,
is a memorable
slogan.
Yeah. I don't.
I've had my butt lit up in Santa Fe, Mexico.
There you go. I'll make a T-shirt for you. But it's so good. I may have eaten at the best taco truck I've ever eaten at. We went there twice while I was there. And the barbacoa. I don't know if you guys like barbacoa, but oh my god,
I do.
Amazing. They run out of it every day because there's just a line of people that come specifically for it. So
and now you're actually a little braver than I am because I have forayed into the tongue and some of the more exotic options. Do you have like a favorite that's like kind of, you know, a little, you know,
lingua. I love cow tongue. That's probably my favorite, but I will say that my second favorite is pork stomach. Bouche, which some people are like, because it's a little chewy, depending upon how they cook it. But that was another taco that I got at this food truck in Santa Fe. And I'll post it for people later if you're going to be traveling this summer. But delicious and very succulent. And whatever they did to this, I really want to tell the people on Federal in Denver to do because they have not perfected it.
It's a stomach, so I'm sure a wide variety of flavors have coursed through it over time. And slowly picking up the nuances.
Taste buds are dancing right now, but it's worth it.
It's funny you mentioned that because that's where I was out with the lingua because I couldn't deal with the taste buds. Like that was just way too real for me. Like I was just like, oh shit, no. Like that's tongue.
Well, in some places I would love to see their process because Jonas actually makes it for us quite a bit. And you know, you're supposed to boil the tongue and then this is going to get gross. Sorry, people. Maybe fast forward in a minute. But after you've boiled it and like onions and garlic and bay leaves and like all the seasonings for like 4 to 5, sometimes 6 hours, you take it out and the outer coating of the tongue, you got to strip that off and it becomes completely white. Some places do it to where they rip it off, but then they don't sear the meat. So you can still see the taste buds on the meat, which I'll agree with you. That's a little gross. Like,
okay. So it was technique. So my issue. So my issue was not it was with preparation. So
The preparation is a little off in my opinion with those other places, but
whatever. I think I had it in like Virginia. So
it gets better the closer you get to the border.
The only time I've ever had tongue was I went to a friend of mine, his house for a sleepover when I was in grade school and high school, and they just served the tongue on a platter. And they're like, it's cow's tongue. Dig in. And I was like, is this some kind of hazing? What are we doing here?
I thought you were gonna like make it into a joke, like it was a makeout party.
Joke itself is the fact that they just sliced the tongue up, and you know, because you can just slice it up and then serve it on a plate.
I don't know about that.
I feel like better ways. Yeah, but I whatever, you know. Like, I mean, it doesn't scare me away. I mean, the amount of weird plant shit that I eat is, you know, so I'll eat any kind of meat pretty much. So, just out of curiosity, but they baked it like a roast and they just put the tongue on this platter on this table. And I was like,
I know. It's like this most succulent roast beef you've ever had.
Yeah.
If I were to compare it to something. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. But they should chop that shit up before they serve it. You know, I should like slice it up a little bit.
I agree with that for sure.
I have issues with eating anything I think I might be able to start reassembling. So, yes, I'd like, no. Like, just no. I just want it to be like, I just want it to come from the magic meat place. And the magic meat place is, you know, I don't think about anything. I just, you know.
It's just food.
It's just food. Right. It's just molecules. That's what I always tell myself. It's all just molecules.
That's good. That's a good
It doesn't help all the time.
No, but it's all about the preparation. I would trust Mexicans prepping it before I would trust any white person.
It was kind of like one of those like hip taco places, and I know it was very, very hip,
like a fusion taco place
maybe? Yes,
tacos reimagined. I saw that.
Yes.
Fun.
Oh, and it's just their tacos are delicious, you know, and the simpler the better.
It's a tried and true formula.
It is. It works.
Meat, vegetable, cheese, and tortilla.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Like it's how can you go wrong?
Was it you, Tyson? Because we talk about tacos all the fucking time on the show. But like, was it you, Tyson, that like mentioned that is basically like a hamburger? It was just, which I never really thought about before, but it is just like a reformatted hamburger. It's like, you know,
it is. I mean, it's the like, original hamburger.
Yes. Right. Yeah. The original hamburger. The taco.
The original.
The original hamburger.
Oh, how do you like that, people?
Need that on a billboard. Yeah.
Taco Bell would have paid you $5 million for that slogan. Yet, here we are, giving it out for free.
Just take it, take it, take it.
Just take it.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. But yeah, we also, we went to Pride in Santa Fe. That was super cool. I guess the neatest thing I saw during the parade was a giant spaceship that somebody had built. And we saw him driving it, I would assume, to his garage somewhere, warehouse later. And he had collapsible wings on it. And that's like New Mexico's thing. Like, and when I go there, I want to see alien stuff. Like, it's just part of the whole, you know, thing. But we also went to Meow Wolf, and there was a lot of alien stuff there.
Well, that's
too,
the original. So. That's the original place of Meow Wolf, right? That's the original installation.
That's where it all started. So
that's the one that I've seen on TV.
It's so cool, and they've got a stage on the inside, and I would love to see a show there. Very intimate setting and. Very colorful, and if you're a little bit high, it's even better. So, yeah, highly recommend that for sure.
Yeah, I would like.
I talked about it so much. Jonas was like, "Oh my God, do you want to move to Santa Fe?" And I was like, "Nah."
Nah, I did look up because I was like, "Isn't there a Santa Fe in Colorado?" And there's not. There's a Santa Fe Springs, and which is a suburb.
Oh, that's right.
Of Denver, southern suburb. So I had to look it up because I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I probably should have specified with you guys, but yeah.
You
I
think we, could, we had no idea. We had no idea where you were.
I figured.
We were terrified. We're like, what?
You're in a different state. Share my location with you, too. All right.
You're in a different state? Oh, no.
Well, that's a fun secret for you guys. I'm going to have you guys chipped with GPS chips when we come back for 4th of July. So, I mean, just so you know, I mean, I just want to know where you guys are at all times.
I don't care anymore. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, I'm just like, everybody can know where I'm at. It's fine. I'll tell you.
The phone is, I mean, the phones that we carry around religiously basically tell us that.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
They do. And it's like, I don't care where people
being
are.
Tracked. Yeah.
But it was a little surprise. It was a little surprise. So maybe next time you decide to take off halfway across the country, which I know that's not true.
Sorry,
but
Smith.
It's little heads up. Little heads up. I don't know. You're not grounded. It's okay. It's cool. We were just worried.
I'm breaking out because we're actually going to hang out this weekend.
I know. We're so close to being able to actually see each other. We were afraid that you'd just.
How weird is that?
It is going to be very weird.
I may need to go into another room and just put on some headphones.
No, I've seen Tyson within the last 6 months or so. I don't know when. Dawson, I think
actually,
I did.
9 months. This... 9 months, actually.
Is it really?
Was it nine?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
shit.
It's been a minute. I mean, time passes slowly, slowly, slowly.
And tell us about time, Tyson.
tell us about time.
No, I can't. It boggles my mind.
You who have experienced the most of it. Tell us.
Yes.
That is true. That is true. I have experienced the most time.
The most. Yeah, it's not a...
I feel like Matt has experienced the most time traveling of all of us because I feel like he's probably watched all the Back to the Futures more times than most people.
Probably. I would agree with that.
I mean,
for
like
sure.
a healthy amount, not like an unhealthy amount, but a healthy
amount. Yeah, when I was over your house, there wasn't a TV running at 24/7 in the corner, you know, or anything like that. But that's how my wife feels about Mystery Science Theater because it's always on somewhere.
I'm sure that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
It's on a loop. That's okay, though. I don't know. That's one of those rare shows where you can do that.
My friend Mike came with his fiance and they came and spent the night. And I have a bunch of Mystery Science Theater stuff in hanging in my office. And, you know, I brought them up to my office to show them something. And I don't remember what it was. And
pay admission? Because I'm going to start doing
that. They basically just like... they didn't wouldn't leave. I mean, they just kept staring at everything. And my, you know,
well,
I
was not like, surprised.
But it was funny because, like, she was like, "Oh, is that show you turned on at Christmas and nobody liked?" apparently he was he and his brother Josh, who grew up on the show like myself and I did, they were hanging out at Christmas and Mike found it on Netflix or something and turned it on, and him and his brother were just laughing their ass off, and then she was like, I don't get this, and just like she and a bunch of people left the house. I was like, okay.
She's like,
I don't really understand this. And I'm like, that's fine.
They evacuated. They hated it so much. They evacuated.
They're like, it's too weird that, you know, you guys love this so much and no one else gets it. So, but wow. she said the cutest thing I've ever heard. She was like, she'd never seen any of the Star Wars movies. And, you know, you run into these people occasionally because it's such a big, it's such a big deal to miss all the Star Wars movies, right?
Right.
You know, and then she said, then she's like, well, I think when I was a kid, I remember seeing Remember the Jedi. And I was like, and Mike and I were like, that sounds good. We should find that and remember the
Jedi. Oh, that's funny.
Starring Chris Christopherson, I believe. Right, yeah. So I don't know why I know that. Like, just you from that alternate universe.
So I have a little thing. It's just a little, really tiny thing. And this is probably not for everybody, but I'm sure both of you guys have gone through this, and I'm going through it this week. Is we got new laptops this week.
And ooh, congratulations.
No, it sucks because everything that used to work on our old laptops and our old infrastructure has now been moved to a gigantic infrastructure and nothing works. And so it's like,
oh man.
Yeah, you know how it is. You're like, okay, well, I used to log in like this and now I can't.
Tyson, would the Microsoft be involved with any of this headache?
They would, but it's not just Microsoft. It's also the parent company, which is, you know, 200 years old, and they have all these resources. And you're like, I don't know about
that. Oh, so this is like a new like company laptop.
Yes,
like this is work a new laptop. Company. Okay. All
so
right,
we went from our little IT shop to a gigantic IT shop, and I can tell you right now, you know, like when you try to, I've never been in a situation like this. But everything is different, you know, all the VPNs, like all the stuff. And it's like, oh boy. So like, they were like, I don't think anybody's going to get anything. I said, before we got to the laptops, I was like, I don't think anybody's going to get anything done this week. And everybody's kind of like, yeah, that's true. It's funny though. They
collectively agreed to not be productive that week. I like that.
That's it. It's so funny because they gave me a developer laptop instead of like a grunt laptop, which is what I deserve. Yeah, so I have an
i9. 16 gigabytes of RAM then, huh?
I got an i9 core. i9 core. It's the most powerful computer I've ever had in my life, and I'm like looking up work tickets on it. I mean, like, I'm not doing anything at all. And I can't do anything with it because everything is monitored by the company now, the parent company. So they're like, yeah, you probably can't go to Google anymore, especially Gmail, because, you know, that might. And I was like, oh, shit, you know. But what happened was all the developers, we all had to get admin rights so we could actually do our work. And so now I can do whatever the hell I want with it. But problem is, you know, with that much muscle, I feel like anything I really want to do with it, I probably should not. So
it's a good point.
All right, that's the end of my work, bitch. Sorry.
But, no, it's fun. That's a big life event, Tyson.
It really is.
It sucks, but it really is. And like, we were talking today, and everybody got kind of the wrong computer. Like, everybody on our team, they didn't get the ones that they really should have. You know, like, I have this super powerful computer, and like two of the other devs don't have one that's way less powerful than mine. And we all were in agreement. We're like, because our boss was like, okay, I'm writing down all this stuff and I'll get this fixed. And we were all like, no, do not change this. It has taken us forever to get used to what's going on in this laptop.
Wow.
You know, it's like, I would rather have problems with processing than have to go through this whole mess of, you know, of VPN and reinstalling information and all this stuff. So anyway, kind of laugh. So now I got this giant thing, but it's nice. I must say it's a Dell computer, and it came in a Apple level box, you know, like one of those showcase Apple boxes.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. Like the $15 box. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
the ones you just can't quite throw away.
Really, like, they stack up and They just stack up in your basement because you're like, it's too nice to throw away.
It's too nice. I love Apple boxes.
Yeah. When I moved from our house after we after the fire, I was like, okay, it's time to throw away these 9 boxes of Apple phones and iPads that I'm never. I mean, but you keep it. They're so nice, you know. Like,
yeah.
Good story, Tyson. Anyway, so
let's talk more about packaging.
Yes,
I could talk about packaging.
I know you could. I was like, I was gonna say you. That's your deal. Yeah,
like, I'm really into it.
Yeah, packaging's cool. It's a.
Well, as Apple ruined that whole thing for everybody. Now they have to show up with a box that looks awesome, right?
A box, even when you order anything, like new headphones or a new cord even, the way that they have it wrapped up is just kind of perfect. Like, there's that attention to detail is supreme. I like Apple. Someday I'll work for you. Someday.
I had to order a 20-foot quarter-inch jack. So this is for my headphones, like my earphones, mm-hmm. 20-inch jack or an 8-inch jack that was 20 feet long with another 8-inch jack at the end. So it was female to male because I was trying to record my drums with this thing, and I got it the next day and I was like, I can't believe this is $9. This is amazing. Like, I hate Bezos, but God bless his dumb, ambitious heart. You know, you can get any kind of cord from anything to anyone, you know, and I have a bunch of, you know, like I constantly order cords because I'm trying to use old technology to integrate with new technology, and it's
right
wonderful. Anyway, but this just came in a plastic baggie, so I was like, I don't care. Nine bucks.
$9. Oh my god.
So we're on a little bit of a schedule because
a little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I gotta look presentable to my co-hosts when I see them this weekend.
That's right. Yeah. You've got some work to do. Tyson and I are good.
That's right.
Pretty I'm sure. In. Just a hunch.
Might change. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. I'm working a mullet right now, so I'm gonna
That's pretty
that
sweet.
Off. Yeah, I know, right? I'd fit right in at Wild West Fest in Hayes, America.
You will. Are we? Are we going to try to?
Oh shit! Is that a thing? I forgot that.
Oh, yes,
it is. It is a thing. Yeah, you can smell the funnel cake from counties around.
Yeah, I actually enjoy funnel cake.
Not funnel cake, but I can only have like a bite or two now.
Yeah, I know you can't have the whole like cake, obviously. But
just as to the vomiting for later on.
Who cares? You can't.
You're true. Actually, you should eat the entire funnel cake. There's probably like a beer garden. I don't know. I have not been to Wild West Fest in.
Never been.
Really?
You have never been to Wild West Fest?
That started after I left, and
holy shit.
So God, even when I lived in
Jabberjaw from that.
Oh
actually. No, God! Like a live remote. It'll be like
you
a Jordan.
Get beat up.
It will be a lot like Jordan Klepper, I have to imagine.
Very
true.
Yeah, it would be fun though. Like it would be fun to do like a, I don't know, to grab some clips. Maybe we could grab some clips.
We could definitely do some clips there.
I did find my Hayes America t-shirt that I bought at Oktoberfest several years ago when we were all together there.
Are you bringing it? Are you going to wear it?
Oh, yeah. I have like 15 shirts that are appropriate for this weekend, which I
have no doubt about it.
Makes
I'm just
me
wondering
laugh,
how you're
going
to like whittle it down. Are you going to wear like 3 shirts a day just to mix it up?
They're huge on me now, but I mean, I might just be walking around with these giant skirts of shirts and, you know, just kind of like, be like, suck it all in, people. I am one of you.
Oh my God. Smith, didn't you get, well, it's going to be hot as hell, but didn't you get like a jacket on eBay from a Hayes?
Oh, you did. I have like a beautiful
bar, right?
Beautiful Club 3 jacket from 1980 from like 1984. The funny I'm not going to mention the name, but the funniest thing was like the person I bought it from like on eBay, like obviously they had a username, but then I saw their name, I totally knew who they were. So your closet for a while. So yeah, like I totally like it's sad, but I do like go on eBay on occasion and just Google, you know, search for Hayes, Kansas, because you'll see some like wacky shit pop up sometime. Like Kathy found a great coloring book. It's like a historical coloring book. It was so funny. She found it. It was printed in 1980. Funny story. It's printed in like 1984. And so I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that you found this coloring book that is like in immaculate mint condition. And then I remember at that same Wild West Fest, I believe the Hayes Historical Society like still had a box of those fucking comic books that they were selling for 50. Like, yeah, they've been trying to unload these things forever. But yeah.
Yeah. So we're all going to Hayes this weekend. We're going to do a live podcast from what seems to be everything goes okay from my parents' house. It should be fun. I don't know if it'd be fun. Hopefully the internet's working. You never know, but it should be interesting. And then,
my money's on fun for sure.
Yeah. Yes, maybe we'll take part in one of the four or five restaurants in town. Who knows? But but it's the 4th of July. So most certainly the Dairy Queen will be open and probably, I would guess.
I like a blizzard like any red-blooded American.
I just want the three of us to go in and to Jalisco's and light a cigarette in the back
room. Yes!
See how long it takes. I'm good for going to jail that night. Like, I totally am. Like, I just want to light up a cigarette.
Me too. Yep.
It would be nice to be like, we'll take two pitchers of frozen margaritas. And three ashtrays.
And three chimichangas.
And they were wonderful to us. It was that was like that was freedom. That was freedom right there.
God bless them.
Yeah. Well, it's the 4th of July weekend. I'll be smoking inevitably. And also like, there's nothing better to light a firework than a lit cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. Yeah. It does work quite well. I mean,
it does. You'll see a lot of it at Megan and Paul's extravaganza. Yeah.
It's a logistical thing. So, yeah, we'll be smoking some cigarettes probably.
Probably. Yeah.
I am going to stop in Missouri. Oh, absolutely.
And excellent. So I've been,
it is very difficult to determine what the best fireworks store Missouri is because
I can imagine.
I'm gonna say it's the one by the strip club just past just east of the border.
The Wee Bear All and Fireworks Extravaganza.
Yeah.
So I think I think it's a fool's errand. I did like half an hour's worth of research and I'm like, they all claim to be the best. They all look kind of shitty. So I'm just gonna wing it. I'm gonna see the ad. I'm gonna go with the best billboard, the one that just draws me in at the moment, and go for it. So.
That sounds good.
I just want bottle rockets. That's really what I'm in for, is the bottle rockets.
Yeah.
It's the
the
sheer illicitness of bottle rocketry is quite appealing.
The most ridiculously banned thing of all time.
It really was, yeah.
It's a firecracker at the end of a stick. I mean, it goes
right.
Yeah.
It's a match on the end of a flying
bottle rockets. We're good. God. Or Roman candles too. I was trying to think of what Megan and Paul shoot at each other.
Roman candles. I was always a pretty, because I had, I mean, my parents and grandparents were always very sort of like, scared the hell out of us, rightly so, and that's why I have all my digits. but I'm just general firework safety. So I never got like too brave. Like I think I started like throwing firecrackers, as an adult, but that was about it. Like anything else, I was like,
when I was in high school, especially when I ran the fireworks, stand, when I was a senior, after I graduated, we used to drive around in cars and hang out the side of the car window and shoot bottle rockets at cars. At each other, not just random cars.
Clearly, you are on the other end of the spectrum of and firework safety. That does sound like a shitload of fun, though. I have to
admit, it's so much fun. And I'll tell you, my favorite thing ever was I was hanging out the passenger window, shooting a Roman candle out the window, and we gunned it to like 50 mile an hour at some point. And what happened was the thing broke in the middle and bent back and shot the rest of them into the back seat of the car. And there were two people in the back seat of the car. It was, instead of being, you know, like any smart person, they would just drop it. But I was like, no, I got to, no, whatever. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Also, one of the most dangerous things I've done.
I was going to say, it sounds like an episode of Strangers with Candy, but that actually happened. All right.
Fireworks.
I have a whole idea of a photo I want to take, but it's going to involve you guys wearing sunglasses, funny t-shirts, and holding some sort of firework, probably sparkler, just so we can take it appropriately. So
that's fine. I know you're working.
All right.
You guys don't know this, but well, you might know this. I don't know, but Dawson is really, she's getting pictures for the campaign moving forward this weekend. It's going to be a big deal.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of them this weekend, and then also in September for big things coming later in 2022, hopefully.
Should we do headlines?
We probably should do headlines.
Let's do it. All right, let's do it. Headline of the week. Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm here.
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello.
No. The phone's ringing.
Somebody gonna pick that up?
Let's
we'll wait and see.
Live on the air.
Let's see.
Tyson, pick it up.
That's not me. Get it.
Who is it?
I already would have picked it up.
I don't know. No.
So who's the fourth person on here? Matt's getting the phone.
I'm doing a live remote this afternoon. It's over now.
Okay. All right. Okay, so
spam.
All right. It's all right. Spam.
I felt it added a level of tension that we hadn't had before. So I liked it.
Drama.
I liked it.
In the middle of a podcast, you just pick up the phone. He's like, yes, new most, phone, who dis?
Right. Most people will be like, sorry about that, guys.
Who dis?
I'm like, no, I think this is a good direction that we're heading in. Just random background noises. Headline.
Oh, Jabberjaw. All right.
So I'm just going to go just real fast as a general headline, and then we'll get into the individual ones. But so there was another hearing, January 6th hearing today. They focused on one woman, Cassidy Hutchinson. She was a former aide to Mark Meadows, who was the White House chief of staff, who completely seemed like he completely checked out basically the last 5 days before the actual incident. Anyway, so I found a good article where it kind of explained like the big three things that stood out. And there's lots of stuff, but I'm just going to read these real fast. All right. Number one, Hutchinson said that she was told that when Trump got back into the presidential limousine known as the Beast, and he was told that he could not join protesters at the Capitol, he lost it. The then president tried to grab the steering wheel, and when one of the security detail reached to stop him, he grabbed for that man's throat. Number two, Trump, explosive Latin language, urged that people with weapons, guns, knives, and the like be let through the basically metal detectors before his speech to the Stop the Steal rally. His goal, ensure that photographs and video of the event showed a packed crowd, this is classic Trump, all listening to him, and quote, they're not going to hurt me, Trump reportedly told people. And finally, three, Meadows, when pressed by White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who I would love to hear from, to say something more amid the hang Mike Pence chants at the U.S. Capitol, responded, according to Hutchinson, Trump thinks Mike deserves it. He doesn't think they are doing anything wrong, end quote. So those are just three of the little.
Mike deserves it. Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. So those are the three of the larger takeaways. There was all kinds of other little things that were just like, oh boy. But the stones on this woman, I mean, unbelievable.
Like, big ones, big kahunas.
Obviously a huge Republican. She worked for Ted Cruz. She worked for Mike Scaloni. Is that right? Mike Scaglia? Anyway. And then worked for Mark Meadows. And she worked on Capitol Hill before she worked with Mark Meadows. So she's been around for a while. She's 25 years old. And she's obviously a proud Republican, because she even said, you know, she was like, you know, I'm quite proud of everything that President Trump had done up until this point. you know, and then which is like whatever. But which you know,
left both people scratching their head. But they're like, all right,
You know, but I mean, you know, like you know, they have their things that they want to get done, and that's fine. But you know, she was just like, I mean, she could have just ruined her life. I don't think she's going to come out as bad in any of the situation. I mean, first off, she's young and relatively pretty. You know, she's pretty. Yeah, you know,
she's
so
pretty.
That helps. That helps a lot. You know, like it's hard to get people, you know, if you look like, you know, the ugliest dog face that just won the award for the ugliest dog in 2022, you know, people turn on you because people turn on unattractive
well,
people.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's just easier.
But
it's, I mean, it's a I think morons. It's going to be, it's a big moment. I mean, that's like, we're going to be seeing that clip until the day we die. And
I think yeah. so.
It was that I big of a so. Deal. And I'm hoping that it was like, you know, I think we've mentioned previously that like, you know, I think this is going to catch with the suburban, you know, the white suburban mom vote. And I think that's a big part of the reason why she was there today. Just because not only was it absolutely fucking true, but I think it was something, you know, I think she was a young professional and, you know, and too, I think Kathy mentioned too, which I hadn't thought about previously, but like, she wasn't just like one of these like Trump idiots that like just got, you know, put in her position. Like she'd been kind of in the system from now she yeah. worked for, you know, such,
oh, yeah.
you know, such people like Ted Cruz, which, you know, okay. No. But, you know what I mean though? She knew, she's obviously, you know, very intelligent. She knew kind of, you know, how the inner workings of this. So she wasn't just somebody who was a plant to basically do whatever the hell he wanted.
Right. It wasn't somebody that he put into that position.
Right.
She was someone that was coming up through the system, you know?
Right.
And yeah. I mean, was anybody surprised that he tried to choke his, you know, one of his officials or threw his
absolutely
plate?
Absolutely not.
Threw his
plate to the wall. No. I mean, he's a fucking child. So, I mean, like,
it is temper tantrum.
No, it's Tyson. As clearly as I can see you with 47 different hairstyles, I can see Donald Trump attacking. Like, I just do. And, like, that's amazing because, like, that's fucking verifiable, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
verifiable. Like, there's, yeah. you know, And that's really amazing. Like that, I just caught that. I think you texted to see if I was watching and I walked downstairs and heard that. I was like, holy shit. Like what?
Yeah.
Like he literally tried to grab the wheel. Fucking it's like, psycho. Oh my God, this is Looney Tunes. It's just, it's, ugh. Yeah.
It was funny. I saw a clip of, like, they showed a clip of some of the protesters, and I had seen a flag. I saw a flag I'd never seen before. It was the Looney Tunes logo. I don't know if you saw it, and it said Looney Tunes on the top, and it had a picture of Mike or Joe Biden in the middle, and it said Looney Tunes, Joe Biden, and then it was just, you know, like the beginning of the Looney Tunes cartoons,
right.
You know, the Warner Brothers thing.
Uh huh.
And I was just like, who's the Looney Tunes? You know, like,
like wait, what? I don't.
They're
yeah.
so bad. They're just terrible with that stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever.
If yeah, I had the money, I would.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Oh, no,
I was gonna
so
say
polite.
If I had the money,
we're so polite. God damn it! No.
Oh my god! Hands us up in here.
Shit.
Midwest, nice here. Happening.
Shut here. The hell up and let me tell my joke. All right, thank you.
There it is. All right.
Well, I was just gonna say, if I had the money, I would collect all those crazy flags, you know, because they're, I mean, the, you know, I think Matt said it best earlier in one of the podcasts. Is, let's all admit that flags are racist. But, you know, I got, yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Mike. Mike, Matt, sorry, Jesus.
Go ahead, Mike. Well, thanks.
Oh my God, we're off the rails.
Thanks, Tate.
Stetson.
We did autocorrect to Stetson.
And, I believe it.
I know.
I feel tough because of that. But anyway.
It was really good today. Like, if you didn't check, I think the first half was definitely the most sort of in your face kind of holy shit, but man, it was but I'm waiting for Cipollone. Like, and I think that, like, didn't they allude to the fact that they were trying to get him?
They did say that a couple times, and they did say it in a couple of interviews after it was over, you know, with some of the people, you know, like, they're really, I think people are like, really, I think the reason this happened is because so many people are coming forward with information, and they're like, you know, even, you know, the chairman, he was like, if you, you know, have some information you haven't told us, or if you have some more courage
right.
than you didn't have when we were asking you, because they talked about the you know, like they gave two examples of how, you know, the Trump organization is calling people the day before they go in for their deposition and say something along the lines of, we know you're doing it, you know, just so you know, we know you're a good guy. You're not going to put us in any problem. We do, you know, Trump does read the transcripts, just so you know. So, you know, it's like, fucking, really?
The witness intimidation thing, and it kind of sounds like the way they presented it is that is somewhat of a new development. And I don't know, that's just kind of the, but like, that was interesting because that is like, holy crap. Like, I mean,
But I mean, luckily there's enough young people, you know, that are like staffers, like, you know, this Miss Cassidy or Hutchison.
Right.
You know, that they're like, well, this is going to, you know, on the right, you're going to end up on the right side of history. If you take a couple shots, hopefully she won't get killed. God, you know, like, the way things are going.
You're right. No, I mean, I never even thought about that. But you're absolutely right. It's like, she's risking her life. Not a joke. Like, that's
no, she really is. She really is.
But I mean, that's why I was saying, like, I think, you know, she's young and she's, you know, like, fairly attractive. And she also, you know,
Tyson, do you have a crush on her?
Maybe it's because she's a Republican.
I think that's what it is. I think it's that sweet Republican forbidden fruit. It's like that.
And she's not blonde. I mean, a brunette Republican that, you know, that is young and innocent. I mean, whatever. So, I mean, I appreciate her values. I appreciate the fact she didn't go blonde for the obvious job of being a Republican woman in the caucus, you know. Yeah. But I think she'll be okay. But you know, it's like, I mean, I hope she's at least safer than the fucking justices of the Supreme Court. You know, they got all doxxed yesterday.
Oh really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, somebody put out all their addresses and phone numbers.
Oh, I did see that.
They're kind of not reporting that because the more they report that, the more people can look it up. Yeah. Which is smart. They should not do that.
They should not do it. No.
You know, but at the same time, you know, I don't. Anyway, we don't.
Jesus fucking Christ! That news was.
I mean, we don't have to talk about it. But first off, they did the, you know, so the Supreme Court. They got rid of, you know, a reason to have carry, you know, hidden, conceal and carry in New York. You used to have a reason to do that. Now they're like, nah, whatever. Right. Then they got rid of Dobbs or Roe.
100-plus-year-old law, by the way. Like, 100-and-some-plus-year law.
Yeah, I think Biden actually said, he's like, this takes us back over 150 years, you know, back to, you know. And then on Monday, they said that the football coach was okay to say prayer, you know, on the football field, you know?
Yep.
So it's not great. And Beth actually said, she's like, you know, I never, ever would have said this before Friday. But now I'm like, yeah, let's add two more justices to the Supreme Court. You know, like, what else are you going to do? You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is going to be, I think that the big story here is really the, you know, and it's starting to get repeated is how it's an illegitimate institution now. And what I would point out, and actually I hadn't really thought about this, but I think I heard Andrew Sullivan say this on something. You said, you know, Trump got insanely lucky. Like, Trump got three Supreme Court justice picks, like boom, 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 as a single term president.
Yeah.
And so this was really just, you know, it really was just kind of getting unlucky. Now you can argue that, you know, Ginsburg should have retired, probably should have. You can argue that, you know, they should have never, which I contend they should have never allowed them to get away with not allowing Obama's Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah, the Eric Marler.
Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland, yeah.
They should have upheld the budget. They should have fought that. They didn't. That's on him, I think, more than Ruth Bader Ginsburg, just from a political stance. But I mean, it really was just a very unlucky, you know, unlikely combination of luck. But here's the thing, though, is that, like, basically what they've said is that these are political positions now. They will be voted politically. Right. And so the Democrats have no other option to play that game. They have to play that game.
They have to. Yep.
And so we will get
but
it back.
But are they going to? Do and you really I, see that happening?
And I think people have to insist that they do, because what else are you going to? I mean, it's very easy to legitimize the Supreme Court. You do it with a majority, 80%, 75% vote. It's easy to do, but I'm saying this is not the time to try to fix the Supreme Court. This is time to call their bluff.
Yeah.
And claw back the rights that we've lost plus some. So yeah, you know what? Let's take some fucking guns from people, because you know what? We can do it now. And this is the game they wanted to play. I'm a little fired up, but this is the game they wanted to play. And honestly, Democrats should be winning the presidential election.
Oh,
we
absolutely.
Should be winning that. There's no reason we should lose that. And those are where we're going to get the pick. So it's sad news in the interim, but I hope that we learn the lesson. And I don't think Biden's going to learn it.
I don't think so either.
You know, he just should have acted faster. I know he's got a busy calendar and he's old, but he should have just. Well, I'm sorry. It's true. But, he should have
so much ice cream to eat in the White House.
I mean, his speech after the announcement of the overturn was great. And, it was really good. But what are you going to do about it? Well, he's a lifelong politician. He still thinks the system works.
Yeah.
And
right.
The system works when you game the system. Democrats have to game the system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Democrats have to game the system as much as Republicans.
Absolutely.
Absolutely have to do it. And
And Obama did the same thing. Obama was such a centrist. He was such a centrist. And there's this bigger feeling of like, well, we've got to be the bigger people. And it's like, well, that's great. But get your power back before you do that. Like, I don't get this whole we've got to be the bigger. No, not right now, because we're not playing by the rules. And this is the kind of shit that happens when you try to do that. Is that you lose Roe. It's something that it amazes me that how many people good, smart, well-intentioned people who were surprised by this.
Yeah,
this was done the day, Comey Barrett got that's what she was there for. She was a sniper.
Yeah.
You
could technically, theoretically try to impeach some of these justices because they straight up lied about Roe versus Wade in their confirmation hearings.
It's no, but guess what? We all knew they were.
That doesn't help
anybody to pretend that we thought they were being honest with us. It's no, like, shut up. Like,
it depends on who voted for him, like Susan Collins,
exactly.
Oh, God.
Right. Right. She looked in his eyes and she trusted him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good on abortion and he loved beer. That's what. All right.
Okay. All right. Here's my headlines. All right. The headlines of the week.
Headline.
We could switch off where you guys do it.
That's yours.
That's we'll find other things.
Okay.
So my first one was John Mellencamp sends fam grim summer reminder of danger of living in America. The singer shared a note referencing the Texas school massacre. And I love the beginning of this. This is from the HuffPost. It says, singer-songwriter John Mellencamp, known for his Hurt So Good and Pink Houses, expressed disgust at the frequency of mass shooting on Tuesday. And I believe one of you guys was like, maybe it was Matt, he should write a song. And I was like, yeah, he's past that point. He's not doing that kind of shit. So, again, another Democrat doing nothing to really help anything. This sucks. This is my favorite line. The headline is Hard Pass on Ghost Alexa. Amazon's Alexa will soon speak to you in your dead grandma's voice if that's a thing you want. What happened was Alexa is going to release this thing that you can play it basically about 60 seconds of audio of someone talking and it will be able to appropriate that voice in its AI. And then you could have it use that voice. And what the good people of Amazon have decided to say, they're like, Yeah, so you could have your dead grandfather read a storybook to your grandson, you know, at night, or you could talk to your dead mother, you know, like in her voice when you're asking what the weather's like outside. You know?
You should have just left dead out. Like, just
have
your grandmother read it, or, but yes, right.
You know. It was almost like, it was like, what, how creepy can we make this spin on this, you know, this thing? All right, here's finding the creepiest possible use case for the technology, you know. So, anyway, that's a thing that none of us wanted and never asked for, and that's going to be available. So that's great. So I can actually.
You want my dead grandmother to read me my NPR updates in the morning. So that's
I'm going to put my own voice into Alexa, and that way I can argue with myself about my own personal insecurities and feelings.
Oh, that's Alexa. Healthy.
Alexa, tell me what's going on with the weather. Well, Tyson, I'll be like, fuck you. You don't know. You know, like, whatever. Anyway, let's see. Next headline. NASA demands return of moon dust pooped out by cockroaches. did you guys hear about this?
I did not, no.
Okay. So some guy got a handful of moon dust, lunar dirt, that was left from the Apollo 11 mission, and it was brought back in 1969. And a series of experiments involving fish and other animals, the private collector got their hands on the dirt and has been fed to roaches for science. Anyway, those roaches are long dead, but they did. Roaches poop out dirt because they eat dirt. Anyway, so now they put these roaches and the dirt up for auction, and NASA was like, nope, that's ours. So anyway, so NASA going to great lengths to get some lunar dirt back.
Interesting.
For, I guess, I don't know, scientific purposes. Is that the last one? I think that's it. Those are my headlines. Headlines!
That's headlines.
Dawson or Matt?
Well, next. Dawson, are you still with us? Dawson?
Uh-oh. Oh, she's on. She's paused.
I'm sorry. I'm getting myself together.
I'm sorry. I assume we're all doing that. But all right.
Trying every day.
So just a quick. Nothing great this week. Just kind of three quick kind of throwaways. Ninja Warrior considered for inclusion in Los Angeles 2028 Summer Olympics.
really?
I'm a huge fan of this idea. You know, I say let's do it. As far as the sort of like sort of souring the reputation of the Olympics, I don't think that's a worry for anyone anymore. So yeah, what the hell? Ninja Warrior. I think it'll probably bring some new interest to the grand Olympic sports.
We watch that a lot. Have you noticed that, like, you know, wiry guys with you know, like wiry muscles, men and women, guys included both. They always do the best. I mean, if you're too built, you got too much mass.
Too much muscle. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a big fan. Like, they added skateboarding and snowboarding, and like those were like both huge. So absolutely. Next one. I do not want to sign up for the Today Show newsletter. Thank you. it's fascinating. Ketchup ice pops are now a thing thanks to French's. This bothered me a lot. Now, I like ketchup's great, but like on stuff, like I like ketchup like in very limited quantities, much, you know, anyway, French's has these little miniature ketchup icicle pops that you can buy that are made from 100% Canadian tomatoes, which doesn't make it right.
Okay.
But they look disgusting. They do come in kind of adorable, looking little like ketchup packet freezer pop thing. So that's kind of cute. And they're only available in Canada. So sorry.
If they throw some booze in there, they'll be all over the United States.
Now, I do want to add a note to that. Canadians have kind of a weird thing with ketchup, and I believe they have potato chips that are ketchup flavored. So they're a little more ketchup crazy than I think the United States is.
Interesting.
So, I'm willing to acquire the taste to relocate. Oh, and Billy Joe Armstrong has apparently also rescinded his. Did you guys see that?
I did. Yeah,
I didn't see it. No.
Yeah, it's very punk. He's
rescinding his What was
his American? He was like, I don't know if he rescinded it or just citizenry, and said he was moving to the UK. Which, you know, I would have, if I had Billy Joe Armstrong's like, you know, fame and money, I'd also do that. So
yeah.
But what about us? What about the little people?
Yeah, he's a quitter.
He's a quitter. That's right. That's right. And finally, last one, a whore as Southwest passenger on Detroit to Denver flight airdrops photo of himself receiving oral sex to everyone on board and is promptly arrested on landing. So apparently, for those of you who live in the Appleverse, you can, if you're a round number of people, you can airdrop things that are to That's people true. Who are in near proximity to you. Yeah. And so this gentleman just decided to airdrop a short video of himself, documentary about himself. And it was not well received, but I have to I kind of love this story because like that's just like tech fucking with you, right? Like that's just like he was just like, oh yeah, here's what I'm gonna do. nobody. That was the use case that was not on the list for airdrop, and that's a short sightedness on Apple's part, I think. So
yeah, but you know he did get it optioned for Netflix. So I mean, good for him.
Very good. A ten part documentary series. by the way, which I do think these January 6th hearings are going to be made into a miniseries, and I can't wait because
I believe Ryan
I kind of clicked for me today, but that's happening. That is absolutely happening.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about who gets to play Trump on the next episode. Dawson, headlines.
I'm going to go real quick. Just one, I thought it was kind of funny and weird. It was in Texas Monthly, and it was LBJ's presidential doodles. And the headline is, LBJ's presidential doodles are just bonkers. Highly recommend checking it out. He does a portrait of Robert F. Kennedy with razor-sharp teeth. That is pretty funny. And it's just funny to see it on White House, you know, ledger. So, I would check out Texas Monthly and, you know,
you'll do.
It.
Yeah, I will.
And then plugs, because we got to go real quick. Quick plugs. There's a new, very short documentary on Netflix called The Martha Mitchell, I Can't Talk Effect. And if you don't know who Martha Mitchell is, you can find out in a quick 40 minutes. But I have never seen a 40-minute documentary that really felt like an hour and a half. Very loud, wonderful woman who helped bring down Richard Nixon. Check it out for sure.
Awesome.
That's it. Oh, and Santa Fe. Great place. Go visit.
Go visit.
Two quick plugs. Soccer Mommy has a new record out this week. Check it out. Also, there's this game that we played a lot this weekend. We've had the board for a while. It's called Crokinole, Crokinole. And it is it's not cheap, but it's basically like desktop. What's that sport where they use the stones on the ice in the Olympics?
Curling.
Yeah, so it's like desktop hurling. It's a really, really fun. Highly That's recommend. You guys will definitely have to play it when you come and visit.
I just have one quick one. The Bear on Hulu.
Oh,
Super excited. Yes. I did not know about this, that this was coming out. But basically, it is sort of it stars, and I don't know the actor's name, but basically Lip from Shameless is the main character. And it might as well be a Shameless spinoff. It's excellent. I've made about halfway through the season. Very good. And I was just alerted that Murders in the Building, season
episode one,
is out now. So stop listening to us. We have stuff to do. And go watch that.
Just real fast. How was the Menudo movie, Matt?
I didn't finish it because most of it's in Spanish. Mostly in Spanish. So I'm going to get back to it, but I got to be in a Spanish.
Report back next week.
I gotta buy some tongue and really get into it. So.
All right. Okay. Always a pleasure, guys. Sorry to
you guys.
Bye, guys.
Hey.